in a different angle of how to get to our question of the day, or the halachas of the day, by first going through the sugya of Nidarim. Then I will present a question to the Olam here and listen to what everyone here has to say. One of the questions always dealing with Nidarim is that if you do a minig, if you have a you accepted to do something with your dibur or your lave, at some point it turns into a nether, and if you want to stop doing it, you have to be matur nether. So, for example, the person says he's not going to talk with his tefillin on. Either he says it, he thinks about it, and then for whatever reason, as time goes on, he sees that it's really, really difficult, and he has to stop. So he has to be matur nether. But is that after he did it for 3 days in a row? Is that after he said to himself, from now on, I'm not talking with my tefillin? What we'll first go through is what considers something to be a minig taif, and therefore turns into a nether. And if it's a nether and you want to stop, you would have to be matur nether. And there are times the halacha won't even let you be matur nether. Once you did it already,
the kol nidre get assignable?
Right, so the kol nidre is a bidiyavid, really, because the kol nidre, first of all, if the person says that right now I want to not talk to my tefillin, he knows he said, is he thinking about the kol nidre that he made? Really, that depends on the machlokes, the pesach later on. He knows the kol nidre, and he's still saying in his mind this is what he wants to do. So yeah, depending on which rishon, we do the kol nidre, we do that taras nedarim. However, if you're going to do that taras nedarim the right way, you should be specific. I cannot do this anymore. I have to stop. I have to be able to talk in my tefillin. You would go to a bezin, and they would, and that nether is something that we remember. In other words, if a person comes over to me and says, I was makabel not to talk, but I can't do it anymore. But he's got to do it. That taras and dharma, never Hashem, is not going to work because he remembers what he said. He has to specifically tell the bezin that I don't want to do this anymore. And he's going to have to say why he doesn't want to do this anymore. So it becomes complicated. Many times during the year, we have a minig taif. We don't remember we did a minig taif. So that's what we're doing. I mean, according to Samar Shana, that's what we're doing. We say that. Hareni vaisa maida, anything that I say, so on, I don't want to keep. You're right. But as we will see, it doesn't, Shlomo Zalman says it doesn't work for everything. You have to know, talking in tefillin, yes, because that's a minig taif. But if it's something more that is written in the halacha that's specifically accepted by groups of people, then it becomes much more complicated. You might not be able to retract. So what always bothered me is this three times. For example, you go to the mikveh three Fridays in a row. Now all of a sudden you have to go to the mikveh every Friday. Does that turn into that's my nether and I don't want to do it anymore? I would have to get a bezin, three people together, and say, I don't want to go to the mikveh Shabbos. Right? And people go to the mikveh every day. At some point, you don't want to do it anymore. That was always the question. Where did three times come from? So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the Aruch HaShulchan, because Aruch HaShulchan puts it down in a very, very sensible way, as he always does. And then we'll get to the question of the day, which deals obviously with Shavuos. And I would love to hear what the Olam feel. It's such a question that some questions you think of on your own, and some you open up a sefer and you don't really, you never would have thought of this as a question until the sefer touches on this topic and on this question. I don't want to tell the Olam the question yet because I want to go through the halachas. After we do the halachas, I will then share with you the question that the sefer Madani Asher in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Schwartz, wrote. And he attempts to give some answers to, but let us on our own go through the sugya. Let's learn the Mechaber. The Mechaber says it like this: in Mishash Hiskel Linay, you started a minig. Dait the Linay Kelaylum. Take the talking in, not to talk during your tefillin when you're wearing a tefillin. Nice, it's a minig type. And you had in mind that from now on, I'm going to do this Lailum. You don't need three times. You did it one time. If you did, you have to do it one time. One day you walked into shul, v'nakein apilu pamachas. And you're going to have to tell the Bez then why you don't want to do this anymore. I have charata. I never should have made this nether in the first place. I didn't realize how difficult it's going to be. I didn't realize that I'm going to have to take care of this during davening. I didn't realize that my children are going to need my attention during davening. you'll have to come with a charata. Charata means that they're going to undo your nether from the beginning. Gemara, I'm not going through that part of the Gemara, where the Gemara says two ways that you can undo the nether. You can be paisim, you can have charata on the whole nether, or we can try to, the nether was a nether, but now we're going to undo the nether. Lepika. All right, so when I get tasked var mamutarin, if you want to be naive, it's mutter. With siyag precious, yaima betchilas hanaget. When you're being naive, I'm not makabel of it. The nether, bili nether. I am not going to talk in my tefillin bili nether. The gam yaimer, and also shei b'daitel in a kain ella b'pamahu. He also says you have to say it right now. You have to have a b'das. Yeah, so it's interesting. The mechaber is telling you there's two parts. First, you should say I'm not makabel as the nether. But that's not enough. You also have to have in mind, Ella Bapamu, I'm doing it this time. If you have in mind, if you're going to say Bali Nether, so again, look at the Lashon of Mechaber. You have to say, I'm not Mechabalo of the Nether, but that's not enough. Because if in your mind, I don't want to talk about my tefillin ever again, as long as I wear tefillin, so then it turns into a Nether because of what you end up doing. So even though you didn't make it a Nether, but your Maisa, we see from the Mechaber, what you do ends up turning it into a Nether. It's something to spend a few more minutes on, and that's what we have to do the Aruch HaShulchan. It comes up very often. I see myself, if I tell myself that I'm going to speak to my mother once a day, and one day, I it becomes very difficult. I can't call her we should. But let's say, I'm just giving you an example. Is that have to be mounted nether now? Even though I said it, believe nether, but I did it 3 days in a row. I did it for a week in a row. I call my mother every day. Yes, Nicole, I call every single day. Now, after a week, I say, you know what? I might forget. I don't know. I can't do this every day. So, do I have to now go? It's a mitzvah. Or no, maybe it's more. Maybe I can't be mounted nether because that's a mitzvah. Let's keep it aim. That's what my mother wants me to do. It doesn't help. Believe nether helps that right now it's not a nether. But if once I do it and it continues to be done, it gets turned into an enemy. Yes. We'll have to see the Aruch HaShulchan, but you're right. What does that mean? And then what he says, I need both. So, all right. No, you don't have to do it every day.
Every second day, you have to say, whatever.
Right, because if you already did it five times, it already, right, even though I said, believe nether, becomes an nether.
Every 2 days, you have to say that.
Right, very good. So that's why
very hard to remember. You can find yourself kind of, because each time you think of something you want to do,
you can
almost like
make
it better. You go to die.
I know.
Start
with that. Right, yeah. Exactly. So that's why we have to see this now. The first one was repeated. Number three, we're just going to, let's go straight to the Aruch HaShulchan. The Yesh Lishol. He asked this question. Right away, the Aruch HaShulchan asked the question. Lomotzarach Dibur Klaus. Why do I have to say anything over there? In other words, the Lashon of the Mechaber is, Yoimar, you have to say, I don't want to be Mechaber. What do you have to say anything for? As Yona just said, I like Gamba Marabali, but first, this question number one. Again, we have two questions here. Question number one is, in my mind, I am not making an edder. Veins at Pipsai Sirlei. When Pipsai Sirlei, then we run into problems. So I never made a nether in the first place. What do I have to say? Chain and Makabal came to the Lashon is, Yoimar Betchilas Hanagai. I'm not Makabal of a nether. What do I need to say that for? In my mind, I don't want to make a nether. The Maisa Shaisa, because I do something afterwards, Mabakab. I said Shaloi L'Shei Nether. I said the Shaloi L'Shei. In my mind, I said Shaloi L'Shei Nether. I don't need the Dibur. If I am doing this, I go to the mikvah, because that will come up. So someone recently, I've been asked that question. So I go to the mikvah on Friday. But I don't. In my mind, I am not making it. I don't mean to do this every Friday. I went to the mikvah three Fridays in a row. Does that automatically mean that from now on, I have to go to the mikvah every Friday? So, what?
Coincidence, you don't want to do it.
Right, I don't know if it's a coincidence or not. In my mind, right. But I clearly do not want to do this every Friday. Or unless your mind is you do. That's what we have to see right now.
Yeah, you do, but you want to try to do it, but you want to make it not an edit, so in case you miss it, it's not a problem.
Very good. So let's see.
That's how most people are.
Yeah. That's right. That's generally. So let's learn the Aruch HaShulchan, how we learn Pshat, and this seems to be the most logical explanation to what's going on in this halacha. The Gamra Beinu Abeisayis of Kavanasi Kenu. He means this too. The Kasa, because he writes, Mishiragu Lissanais, we fast. So let's see what he says. Arayt Zalina B'tzadzvarim Hamutarim L'siyagu Krishas, Yoimar betchilas hanhagas lekoima. Your goyimer beliboy, if you think in your mind, linay tamid davizeh, from now on I want to do this. B'chein ha-ragel is avol im ein ha-goyimer beliboy al tamid. If in my mind I don't have this, I don't have in mind, it should be all the time. The ein ha-ragel, and I have not done it. El shebapam hazeh, this time, all of the diet, but right now, I want to fast. U'mechashe beliboy lasas hayoyim davizeh. And I'm going to do this today, maybe I'll do it two times, or maybe three times. That's not another. Eina tzarklam, deina begeder, another. That's not another cloud. Ufize, yesh mibnei adam, sho'ayla beliba lis'anis ferev rosh chodesh. We had the Yom Kippur Katan. Or bahav, or aseres mei tshuva. You never, kivan shalai gamar beliba lasis kein lo'aylam. If you have to have in mind lo'aylam. Ein ze neder, it's not another role. V'yachal b'pam ha'sheini, the second time too, livli lis'anis. Afilu enechalish the rock imhaya daita living king tamin. What's your das? Your das is I want to do this from now on. The chayish is that. Oh, here it might be a nether. Again, you didn't say the word nether, but in your mind, I want to do this all the time. So now you have to clearly say that I'm not makabalis b'shei nether. She'ain a makabal of the nether. And of course, the problem is he's not the end of the mechaber. He's telling you that means not tamid. In other words, if a person, therefore, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, goes to the mikvah Friday, he doesn't mind unless he has a mind tamid. He says this from now on. I'm going to the mikvah on Friday. Okay, then it's another. But if I just like Yitzu said, I don't think I just go. And I'm not thinking about tamid. I'm going to go today to the mikvah. It's a Friday. Or I'm not going to talk. Tefillin will be a little different because there it seems more. It would be a tamid type of a machshava. From now on, I don't want to talk in my tefillin. That would be what the Aruch HaShulchan is referring to. So again, according to what the Aruch HaShulchan, the way he explains it is, you only need a dibur. You only need a dibur if your das was tamid. In other words, I'm going to do this forever. You have to say, I don't really mean it like that. I want to be a bali neder. But the Eina Chanami, if the person himself has clearly in his mind, I'm only doing it for today, or I'm only doing it two times, or I'm only doing it three times, he never made a net. It's never a nether in the first place. So again, let's just read that last line over again, because this is the ikar of what we're going to see today. Kiman shleigamar believer lasses kein loylam, ain't a nether. If you never in mind from now on, if it's not a from now on, yachob apam sheni livlilis anais, afilu ain't a polish. You don't want to fast, you don't have to fast. The rock can come. So an example is that I fast on my father's yard site, right? So that's the meaning, some do, some don't, although it says in Halacha too. So my das was, I should do this tamid. Well, I did make a bali neder where it falls out on a Friday, but I don't want to accept it where it falls on Friday, because that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But if I made this, that's a tamid. If I want it to be not tamid, I would have to say, no, I don't want to do it as a nether. In my mind, yes. I would like to do it, but I don't want to turn it into a nether. I would have to say, b'li nether, and that is what the halacha is. So again, and we're going to see shortly soon, even if you do something a few times, it doesn't automatically then turn it into a nether. It's only if your mindset was nether, tamid v'oilam. Obviously, if you say you want to do this from now on, you're running into a problem. Or for shulchan, so about with your das. My das is from now on. If your das is from now on, you better say b'li nether. But if you just did it one time, it's not a nether.
The same thing that it works.
Right. You could always say b'li nether, because that's what the Mechaber says. Say, even still, I don't want to make a nether out of it. You could still do that. The question is, what does it mean? What does the second half of the Mechaber mean? Because he says, Yoyim Ebetchilas, I don't want to make Mechabas the nether. And also say, I'm not das ela b'pamahu. What do you need that for? Let's go by it. Let's see the Minchas Yitzchak. Dayan Weiss also asked this question. He says, what is it? Where did these three times come from? We all heard if you do something three times, according to the way we're learning, what does it do with three times? It has to do with my das. Do I want to do this forever? I don't want to do this forever. Well, what's three times? So we're going to learn Minchas Yitzchak and Ramay Shashamach, and then the oil will get to the Kasha of the day. He says the Ramay Shashamach, Dayan Weiss. He brings the Yavitz. Yimnalik me'atzmai pamachas, it's an edder. Then Yachal Afkia, one time, because according to the way we're learning, one time is enough if this is what your das was. He brings a Chassam Sefer, and the Chassam Sefer says three times, and he brings Imre Yosher, what's his three times? Imad Darminu, we say not Taras Nadarim. Davar Shinahakti Shalish Pam Dailu remembers those words. See, he says you do see a concept of three times. The truth is, as we were learning, there's no the Paiskim don't say a difference between one or three times. What should make a difference? See, they learn up here, Mashmai's Bishul Sinarach. The Dafka, and he says what we said. The Dafka, where you died to Linux. What was my Das? My Das is Loyalum. The Gimel Pamim, Gam Estoma, died to Linux. If you do something three times, the stomach, you mean it to do Loyalum. Ach, Kinir Loyvara Li, Lamre Yasher, Ach, Benegel Pama. Who said? Even one time. The Sharf Dafka, she would die to Kane Loyalum, I and Chum. Seems you have to have Das to do it forever. Like we just said, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, according to these, at least the Minchas Yitzchak saying, there are those that would feel that if you didn't have any das at all, and once you do it three times, then it automatically turns it into a ladakter la'olam. We would be talking about a person, I guess, that wasn't thinking. He's just doing it. He goes to the mikvah for Friday. So you didn't have any das at all. You did it three times. According to the Chassam Sofer, it seems already to be like a ninog la'olam. Even though, again, it's not so clear. Like he said, the Imre Yosher doesn't, the tshuva, the Imre Yosher of Meir Arik does ask on that question, we say in the Shalash Bar. Let's go to Rav Moshe Shtambach then. It says Rav Moshe Shtambach, but he took it out of the Nusuch. I don't say those words. He's also saying, like we just learned, what is three times? I take out the words three times. There's no reason. It's common. You don't need three times. It doesn't make a difference. What's three times? The way we're learning three times doesn't mean, again, Chassam Sofer does say in his tshuva, not dayek, not gimel pamim. It's difficult, therefore, to understand what's three times. Because the way we're learning, it would have to be the way Aruch HaShulchan says, dayek, dayek. Fine. So, let's just clarify the halacha then. If you just say your das is from now on, this is what I want to do, that would be considered as daitai la'ilam, especially lufid chassam sefer, if you did it three times, this turns into daitai la'ilam, and you would have to have hataras nidar. Okay, we're going to learn the Magen Avram now, and then there's two questions that we're going to have on the Magen Avram, and la'ilam will tell me what you think. Isa Bezayir, Bezayir says like this, the chesidim rishayinim ha'inurim kol alayla. They stayed up all night. It's already brought down. Chesidim rishayinim karnogu roimam alam delasas kain. Blind, most people do stay up. The hefshad lasas kama peep shooter. I'll give you the pshat, why? Yishev yishol ha'yishayinim kol alayla. They slept the whole night. Oops, rechachadish baruchu, Hashem had to wake them up. What are you sleeping for? Chenanu tzrichim, we have to be misakin. We all heard of this reason. I have given other reasons in the past. How could they sleep? How were they sleeping? How's it chance that they fell asleep? They're about to see. This is the only time in history that you're going to ever hear Hashem talk to you. And it's the most exciting day. If you had to go back in the time machine, I mean, for me, I don't know, maybe everyone else would have a different time in history they want to go back to. I would like to be by Ma'an Taira, and you get to hear God talk to you. Let's hear his voice. Let's see what it sounds like. What was it like? Let's see the fire. Let's see the thunder. If someone told me that tomorrow God is going to talk to me, I wouldn't sleep tonight. Yeah, I was a child that they fell asleep. So in the past, I saw yesterday a nukshat that I saw is that Kal Yisrael only went to sleep because they thought that they're not right to hear Hashem directly. They thought it was going to come derech nevuah. They thought Kabbalah Satara was going to happen through the way the Nevi'im would hear. So they went to sleep. So they were able to go to sleep. Oh, I want Hashem to talk to me tonight in my dreams. So they went to sleep thinking that Kabbalah Satara was going to be through a way of nevuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm going to talk to you directly. It's not going to be through a Nevuah. It's not going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Anyway, it's a Teretz I saw yesterday. One of the Teretzim. Another Teretz is Zeinah Hanami. They were so excited they couldn't sleep, but it would have come to Mount Tara tired. So they took a sleeping pill. They went to sleep. They overslept because they took melatonin. So they could be able to be awake for Mount Tara. This way, when they get a good night, but they overslept then. So
it must be a little new rabbi.
So the question is like this. Then we head into the question of the Madani Asher. If we were younger, or up until this year, I'm sure most of us are staying up all night. Isn't that a minik tizen? If someone doesn't want to stay up, do they need a taras nadarim? That's question number one. Someone comes to me and says, you know what? They come at night and say, I can't do this anymore. Do you need a taras nadarim? That's question number one. And the bigger question that we're going to spend time on is, If this is a halacha that you we should, it's a minik type, and it's and that minik type turns into a nether. Let's say it does turn into a nether, because most of us isn't. What would you consider that? Let me ask you. This is what this is really the question we must begin with. It, when we were younger in yeshiva, we in our minds what we were thinking. We're gonna stay up shuas always, right? Not just this year. Isn't that what isn't? Would the Aruch HaShulchan consider that laila? None of us said b'li nether. So that means come shuas, we have to stay up because we made a nether. We're not mat nether. And if you want to be mat nether, Sarah Rosh Hashanah, you should go ahead and we got three people together and say this year Rosh Hashanah, I'm not staying up. I can't do it anymore. I have charata that I did it. What's your charata gonna be? It's very very difficult charata. You don't want to have charata and say, you know what, I never meant this in the first place, and I want you to undo all my, because why would you take away all the years you stayed up? So I don't want to have charata and everything. I need right now to go ahead and say, from now on, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this, whether I could do it or I can. Maybe this year, I'm too tired, I can't do it. If someone is ill, obviously they can do it.
The charata was on the neck.
Right.
I didn't know that one day I won't be able to.
Okay, but do you feel that it would be going into what we said, Lefila, you did it three times for sure. Lefila Chamsayif, you did it three times. So you did it three times, that counts as Lailam. Let's say we don't go with the Chamsayif, but even the Aruch HaShulchan, it was common. I didn't think about when I'm going to be this age, I'm not going to do it anymore. So that would be similar to the Talmud. I thought about always.
Well,
I'm staying up all night. I'm just ready to walk up wrong. Managabram says it's a minik type.
Maybe you consider a chayla if you can't stay up.
For another rabbi alone, so he's saying it's a. How you doing, chayla? For another, it's a minik. Another rabbi alone. This is a minik. Minik type.
Possibility that all your minik type was only for the situation as
points. Right.
You get all the situation all the same. You had, let's see if you made a nether repairs. I want to make a nether. That if I am not healthy, I will stay up.
Okay, but you didn't make the nether like that.
I know you didn't make a nether, but again, you can say that this is what his nether actually was. He didn't say.
So do we have?
Maybe we interpret it.
Okay, so then we have to interpret that that's what he said.
Exactly. So
we don't.
Why can't you? If you can't stay up, you consider the nether.
That's right. Very good. Let's say. For 1 year, it could be, you could say it's an inus, right? But from now on, but the person is going to, first we would have to go into the inus, into this category of being an inus, because who said he's an inus? Maybe he could stay up, he just doesn't want to. You have to know, first we'd have to define what inus is. And more than that, let's say you're right, let's say this pretty brief, let's say he's an inus this year, maybe. The bigger question is, and that's what this is what the Sefer Madani Asher is, and then he goes into bringing Raya to this question. The Olam will tell me what they think. If there is this minik to stay up all night, and that's and let's say he's trying, he's in shul, he's trying, he has a nether. I said that I'm going to stay up. That's what we intended. We don't intend to come to shul to fall asleep. I don't think anybody intended that, to stay up shulis tonight. Do we therefore have a chiyuv to wake up people that we see sleeping on shulis tonight? Because he has a mitzvah, he's a minik type. We have a chiyuv to make sure that his minik type is being kept. So if we see someone sleeping on shul, he puts his head down in the shul. Right, is that the minik type or not? Because the minik type is that the Zayir says that you should stay, he doesn't talk about sleeping in shul. So maybe I should go wake him up. So you can see on here.
No one's going to try. No one's going to try to cut the shul.
Why not? I want to stay up. If you look at the Sfarim, the Arizal, if you stay up all night, he guarantees you'll live through the year. There's a lot of different Sfarim that talked about.
I'm going to speak about that.
I know. But the... I spoke at set of last year's, right? There's a lot of benefits from staying up all night. Anyway, if you look at the top of the second slide, you'll see that in this sefer he asked the question. The chol minik toiv shenogu afilu bepamachas. Those are the pamachas in the Torah. Okay, pamachas shenogu liyos arim b'leil shuvus. Oh, it turns into a neder. Lefizeh yesh l'stapik. You have to, if you see someone sleeping, you have to wake him up. Let's go to Hilchos Kriya Shema over here. And let's say it's shuvus at night, and someone's davening. You see he's falling asleep while saying Kriya Shema. And then from here we'll see what the halacha says from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He did not. He has discussions about this. When you see someone falling asleep during Kriya Satira, or if you see someone is talking during Kriya Satira, Rav Shlomo Zalman also. If you see someone's just not paying attention to Kriya Satira, Don't I have a chiyuv of telling him go get a chumash? Give him, tell him that what are you not listening to Kriyas Torah? Or you're falling asleep during Kriyas Torah? So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman's question. What are our chiyuvim? All right, let's see over here. Mechavim. Mechavim says in Uchas Pishma. Imayi Yashin. Someone is sleeping in Tzara Naisa. Imayi Yashin in Tzara Naisa Nirna. You have to wake him up. If you see a friend is sleeping during Kriyas Shema, wake him up. That's what Mechavim says. He has to at least read the first pasuk. Achi Yikra pasuk Rishon. I have a responsibility to make sure people do the mitzvah and they don't fall asleep. So on Shavuos morning, if someone I see sleeping, wake him up. Who are Achi Yikra pasuk Rishon? Who are mamish? Totally up. Nikam ve'eluch after the first pasuk. Ain't mitzarim. I say, don't be mitzarim. Kadeshi Yikra. View our mom. You don't have to make sure he's totally up. Okay? If he's shafel pishu karmistam, then he's reading it in his sleep. He's yaitza too. But if, because that's halacha, if you read the rest of Kriyas Shema without kavani, he yaitza. First boss, he needs kavani. You got to wake him up. So I see someone sleeping, I would have to wake him up. Comes along the Sefer Karen Ladavid. The Karen Ladavid is a long tshuva. It's many pages, many columns, and it turns into a few pages, therefore, of what's the halacha when it comes to other people. What do we have to do to make sure they do mitzvahs or not? Anyway, what we will therefore see is his first column over here is just to read you the mechaber, the Zeh HaPashit. Could you wake him up if you don't know if he wants to wake up? It's very important to us. Someone falls asleep, Shavuos HaNayit. I don't know if I assume that he's staying up because he wants to learn. He just fell asleep. So do I have to know that he wants me to wake him up or not? So that's what he writes. I don't know if he wants to wake up. I have a mitzvah arvus. I got to hit the guy. Like Kala. Gemara says, I can curse him. Kedis of the parakama de Erevin. Enu barama. Ilchus yamakipurim. I have a chiyuv of taychach. I have a chiyuv to give musar. If I see someone who should be learning and he's not, because that's the minig type, and he's not doing the minig type, maybe I should wake him up.
I know he was when
he was a kid. Because I don't know anybody that did that. I don't know anybody that did Bli Nedrs. But if you look at his next column, say after all his pages, he comes to the maskana. Siyumadai dina. The mitzvah chiyuv is, if it's a mitzvah you have to do, line you by the mitzvah shal taira. For sure you have to wake him up. Even if it's an inus, even the inus, command of it, we don't say that. He didn't do it. He has to read it. So even if it's an inus, let's say Kriya Shema, this is his chiddush. Even though he's sleeping, okay, but he has to say Kriya Shema. He has a mitzvah. I got to wake him up. Even though right now he's sleeping, he's an inus. He's so tired, but he has a mitzvah to do. Elafilu b'mitzvah d'rabbanon. If he's makbid al kach, for example, not to mizman tefila, umitztayer al kach, and it'll bother him because she's baltam a mitzvah. So gemilas chesed umitzvah v'chiyuvay. You have to wake him up the mitzvah. So for sure, our own children, they're going to mizman tefila. We should be waking them up because we have the mitzvah chinuch. But according to what he's saying, it could be somebody else. You should have a chiyuv to go knock on someone's door who comes late, and he's going to mizman tefila. Avol imeinei makbid al zeh. He doesn't care. No, then ain't chiyuv lakitzu. Then can chiyuv teichach. He doesn't care anyway. The line nechsha bezeh ka'ovid rabbanan. He's an einus. What do you mean he's an einus? Because he's sleeping. But that would only be if he went to sleep. He's overslept. So then and it doesn't bother him good. But if he went to sleep 3 a.m, then he's not an einus anymore. What do you want to sleep 3 a.m? So if your child goes to sleep 3 a.m, his main point over here is that when a person's sleeping, it's not his fault. What do you want him to do? He's sleeping. So if he could have put on a clock, could have had an alarm clock. Maybe on Yom Tov, he doesn't have an alarm clock. So that's where he heads. Amnam, look what he writes. He just says what we just said. I need the dafik kishin in the machine ainus. Even the ainus is like halachia mitzvah drabanan. Abul kishaholach lishan the mechubin afshar dayin shehu kamakon. Even the abul elizar, he should never have gone to sleep in the first place. So according to what he's learning is, if someone comes to shul at night, and you know that he wants to learn all night in Hanami. So then even though it's an inus, like you say, you should wake him up because you know that's really what he wants you to do. If he didn't, you don't know that if it bothers him, and I assume most of us would say that if someone's going to fall asleep, it's not going to, unless he's sleeping throughout the whole night. He comes to shul and sleeps the whole night. But if he's you see that he just can't keep his eyes open, he's an inus. If he's an inus and you know that if it bothers him, he says you should wake him up. If it doesn't bother him, you shouldn't wake him up. comes along the Ben Ishchai. Let's see the Ben Ishchai, because the Rav Shlomo Zalman is going to disagree. The Ben Ishchai, one of his grandchildren said, maybe you didn't see the Ben Ishchai. Let's learn it together. You'll tell me what you think. Says the Ben Ishchai like this. You're sleeping outside the sukkah. Someone fell asleep outside the sukkah. Do you have to wake him up? They normally sleep in the sukkah. Do you have to wake him up? Say, I'm not talking about where it was raining and he started out inside. Someone dribbles outside the sukkah. He falls asleep at the inside his house on the couch. If you see your friend, look at what he says. You see your friend is dribbling during Kriya Satira. Shulis at night, for sure. Like Kriya Satira, half the people look around. We can't keep our eyes open. Says the Ben Ishchai, you have to wake him up. So before the Aliyah, we should bang on the bima. Everyone has to wake up. The only way to stay up would be to stand up. Ben Ishchai is telling you, I have a chiyuv to wake him up. I can't let him sleep. Now, the question is what do you mean? Kriya Satira is a chiyuv on the tzibur. He doesn't go into the chiyuv on the tzibur. He's not going in that the yachid doesn't. He's telling you that if you see someone and doesn't listen to Kriya Satira, it's not there. For sure, someone who's not listening at all, we should go ahead and give them mussar. What do you mean? It's Kriya Satira. You have a chiyuv to wake them up. Although they felt, it seems it's an inus. So let's go to Rav Shlomo Zalman and Halicha Shleima, because they're going to ask him this question similarly with the sukkah, and then we'll get back to Kriya Satira. Comes it in the Halicha Shleima. Misha ner dem la inside. Accidentally falls asleep outside the sukkah. What did we just learn in the Ben Ishchai? Gotta wake him up. Shlomo Zalman says, no, you don't have to wake him up. It was an inus. While he's sleeping, he's pater. Oh, he's pater. He doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. We just learned the Karen Lidov, and we learned the Ben Ishchai. Yeah, maybe he doesn't have to do it, but we should be waking him up so he could do the mitzvah chiyuvis. He has a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, so he's not going to be punished. And then look what he writes. We times that. He goes into if he's sleeping, do you have to take him into the sukkah or not? Let's go to the number 111 on the bottom, where one of his grandchildren says, I am Ben Ishchai. What about the Ben Ishchai? He brings down the whole Ben Ishchai. Maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't see the Ben Ishchai. Whether he did or he didn't see it, it doesn't. Let's try to understand this. So let's read what the Rav Shlomo Zalman himself says. V'nishal Rabbeinu kama pam. You'll see that I'm in 111 over here, where Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked many times and different from the Rishayim. Me, Sheyar, Lebeis, Elisha, Mishan. You went into the house, it's raining. So you said, and you're sleeping in the house. The Maker did. Really, you should have to wake him up. Once it stops raining, you should go back into the sukkah. And that's what the Ran says. And so it says, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you don't have to wake him up. Why not? Hainu rak mishim tircha. It's a bother. It's a real tircha. Oy mishim dehiskel behater. He started behater. I am basically Yosef. And behesha the pasha goyidami. What's going on over here? So he says like this. This is what Shlomo Zalman means. This is the same word. The shani asam shunishkav meretzaynoi umidai techot sukkah. Nechemi he the hashda mutter. Even though right now it's mutter. Why? Because of the rain. Because makam kiven the soif sman achiv asim emelo. Maybe you have to wake him up. Now, what happened at the beginning? In other words, if when you went to, you fell asleep and then it started to rain, it's raining now, he doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. Yeah, but when you fell asleep, you had a chiyuv to be in the sukkah. Okay, now we got to wake you up and go back to the sukkah. If you went into the house while it was raining, now your haskala, your haskala's shina was behater, then I don't have to wake you up because you went to sleep behater. So again, if you're Shlomo Zalman, it all depends on what happened where your haskala was. If the person's in his house and he falls asleep and then it starts raining, now that it stopped raining, you got to go wake him up. What was your haskala? If you're Shlomo Zalman, it does also come out that if a person should not, by Kriya Satira, he would agree to the Ben Ishchai. What are you falling asleep in the first place for? If he fell asleep, he should never, you go after the Haskalah. They started Kriya Satira, we would have to wake the individual up. And then he goes on to over here also about Shina Sarai Chutzusoka and what's considered a tzara or not. The kids are, that's his mahalach over here, and everything goes, follows the Haskalah. La halacha then, what does the Olam say here? If it's Shuas at night, do you think if someone, if you know that the person really wants to stay up all night and he falls asleep, maybe we should go with him and maybe we should wake him up because that's what he wants to do. And what was his haskala? His haskala was, is he was in shul. He wants to learn. His haskala is, I want to do this minik toiv. And a minik toiv, some of you, it would seem that it's not really we all agree to this. It's very difficult to stay up. And if the person falls asleep, he's definitely an einus. Lefi, what we're saying, it could be an einus. It doesn't make a difference. You got to wake him up because if you would have to know if that's what he wants you to do. If he doesn't want you to do that, if he's going to tell you, don't wake me up, I got to put my head in and don't wake him up. But ain't a chanami. If you see someone that normally would want to stay up and he's learning and he falls asleep, so we would have a responsibility because of our vis to go ahead and make sure that he doesn't.
When they come to shul,
right.
They know that there's a possibility they're not going to be able to make it.
And maybe, but they, do they question if they want to or not? If they want to, we should wake them up because they
wake
want
them up, they're not going to learn anyway.
Maybe they're right. But sometimes, you know, especially if someone's learning himself, there's a good chance he's gonna end up falling asleep unless he's going to stand up. But if we know that it's a person that really wants to sit and learn, so according to the way we're learning over here, it's a mini type. Now, our question goes back to, is it a nether or not? Because if it's a nether, so then for sure we have to wake him up. But if it's not a nether, maybe like the Ilam is saying all the way at the beginning, when the first time we stayed up all night, maybe we didn't have a mind that's going to be straight through the night. Although that's what the Rizal says to do, and although that's what the Magen Avraham is telling you to do, but we all never really we didn't think too much into it. But as we said before, if you don't think too much into it, it's la'ilam. I want to do it the right way. And the right way would be to stay up all night. This sefer ends off Tzarachin. He doesn't know if it's considered a nether or not. The Madani Asher, after he goes through a whole discussion about this, says Tzarachin, if it's a nether or not. If it's a nether, so again, halacha l'maisa, if someone does want to not stay up and say, I just can't do this anymore, it has to be matur nether. It's a nether. You did a mini type all these years. You intended originally to do it stama, to do it all the time. That would be tamid, whether it's three times in a row.
No, it won't
knock off all the years. Like Azariah says, not going to undo whatever you did. You're not going to do that another. I never meant it as another. It's not going to do all the year. It's like Azariah says, I'm going to have charatam that I made it into another. I never meant to make it into another. So you're not going to knock off everything. But in Hanami, if someone knows that it's difficult tomorrow, he should go out and be mapped another. Being that it is another, so really the person doesn't want to stay up all night. If you know that it's someone that really wants to stay up and you see that he fell asleep, there's an inyan of going over to him and waking him up. And he says, no, I need to rest and I need to sleep. So then, you know, you did your job. You did your job. You don't have to wake him up anymore. If you know that which I mentioned to you a number of years ago, that if some people just want to come to shul and we want them here, even if they're going to sleep, it's fine. So then don't wake them up. But we see over here the need to make sure that even during Kriya Satayra and even during other parts of davening, if you see that someone's falling asleep Shavuos in the morning during davening, you know that he wants, especially Kriya Shema. But Shema Nesrei, Kriya Satayra, we have a chiyuv to make sure that during Kriya Satayra, when you do look around and everyone's heads are down, we have a chiyuv to wake them up because they, as Haskalah was, they should have been listening. Right, so Taurus is on for anybody now that wants to. We head into a drush, because I know the Olam, many of you are not going to be here. The Olam always wants to hear some drush, so we will talk about what we just saw in the Magen Avraham, that they slept late. So I saw, as Rami mentioned, the Chassam Sefer on Shabbos, and we will be over Yantif learning many, many Chassam Sefers because of we've always spoken about the brilliance of the Chassam Sefer. So just one Chassam Sefer where he deals with this that they overslept. And is that the reason why there was Kafan Alei and Harki Gigis? Because the Klal Yisrael doesn't seem too excited about Kabbalah Satayra. They sleep late. So first we're going to learn a Gemara Masechtas Chagiga, and we're going to see it's beautiful pshat. They never saw the pshat until this year of how to learn the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Nedarim. So I figured that we're talking about Nedarim. Let's learn this Gemara and see a pshat. Heter nedarim parchem ba'avir. The halachas of undoing a neder are in the air. In other words, there's not too many. The psukim that tell us about ataras nedarim are not clear. We don't really see it clearly. We see nedarim in the Torah, but to be matar neder it's in the air. We know it, but there's no psukim. Hilchas Shabbos. Now let's go to Hilchas Shabbos. Chagigas umilas. Hareihem, they're like mountains that are hanging by a hair. What does that mean? They're like mountains that are hanging b'sa'ara by a hair. We know that this Hilchos Shabbos, we have 39 halachas. There are so many halachas in Hilchos Shabbos, also parchin ba'avir. So first, let's learn the Gemara, break the Gemara. What do you mean? Hilchos Shabbos is like mountains hanging in the air. Also seems to be ba'avir. Break the Gemara, mechtek simon. What do you mean? Torah says, well, the Torah tells us don't work on Shabbos. Maybe the malachas are not all in the Torah, but we learn it out of the Mishkan. So it's in the Torah. Ever the Gemara like Tzvichel Cheder Rababa. What does it mean that it's in the air? One halacha, Damar Rababa, Chayfer Guma B'Shabbos, someone who digs a hole in the ground, and you don't need the dirt, you potter. Why? Malacha Shein Tzvichel Gufo. I don't want the hole, I want the dirt. That halacha is Tluyin, is hanging in the air. It's also Kehara, it's like a mountain in the air. Where does this mountain in the air come from? And what does that mean? That this halacha is the only halacha that is malacha shein tzrich legufa. It's not in the Torah. That's flying in the air. So the Olam will see a beautiful shot. Again, first time that I saw this Chassam Sofer, and it is it illuminates the whole sugya. And he just explains this idea that they overslept. So we'll connect all our dots, and the Olam will walk away with something, and hopefully you'll say this over wherever you are. Says the pasuk like this. Let's do the Gemara. We said on Shabbos. Amar Chazal shekafal in Arki Gigis in Mekalim Tara Mutav. Taisus asks, "What do you mean? We already said Nasa v'Nishma. What's Taisus Teretz? Taisus Teretz is that they were scared. They thought that there was fire. But we didn't speak Shabbos. I mentioned the Ramban, and we've always mentioned the Ramban's Teretz. So I put them the Ramban. Ramban Teretz is that, and I said this on Shabbos. We didn't want to accept Taisus Shabbos. Sorry, we want to accept Torah Shabbat Sab, we want to accept Torah Shabbat Peh. What's the kafan or lay of Har Kigigis? No, you got to accept Torah Shabbat Peh too. You can't have one without the other. I explained on Shabbos, that's the Gigis, that's the barrel. The barrel is Kabbalah, being the Kabbal, all of Torah Shabbat Peh. But if you look at the Medrash says that Hashem took the mountain and was trying to wake us up. And the Medrash says, Al She'ichru Yisrael, God says, we deserve to die. What are you sleeping for? I'm about to give the Torah. And you're not here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the mountain, puts it over us, and says that you better get there, because if you don't get there, you're all going to die. So the mountain was, according, not to force us to accept Torah Shabbat Peh. It was a punishment. You slept late. How could you sleep late on the biggest day of the history of the world? You're sleeping, you deserve to all die. That's what the Medrash says. Says the Chassam Sofer, Meiradik Var, Elu Ve'elu, that's the Chassam Sofer's Mahalach, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. So we are going to learn a little bit. You have to learn some slides from inside to appreciate it. And then we're going to come back to the Meirah D'Kavshad in Kafan Aleh and Har Kigigis, which you already can already see is going to have something to do with Hararim Hatluyin B'Sa'ara. Let's learn the Chassam Sofer. It's in Parshas Bamidbar. So Gemara says like this. Meishra Abayin learned the Kavu Chaymer Mipesach T'Ksiv Kobeinah Chalabai V'Shibar Saluchis. He knew to break the luchos because he knows that a guy is not allowed to eat a karm pesach. Says the Gemara, one mitzvah guy is not allowed. They're right there by the zara. Right there by the zara. They're not allowed to have the Torah. But the Gemara learns that over here. It's a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim. Who adin the arlas haben? We know that if a child didn't have a bris mila, it's a pasuk. Hamakheves asal masiyas pesach. You can't bring a karm pesach if your child doesn't have a bris mila. And so therefore it comes out to get the Torah, make a Kabbal Chaimer too. For Pesach, you can't bring your carbon Pesach if what? If your child doesn't have a bris mila, it's a pasuk called everyone has to have a bris mila. So for the Torah, we would not be able to accept the Torah unless everybody had a bris mila. That's the Chassam Sofer's yisoid based on the Gemara. So in order to accept the Torah, says the Chassam Sofer, the Einon Ruim Makabal Torah, An Sheyamulu Bineim. The next Yisrael of the Chassam Sofer is, all of Kol Yisrael had to be B'man. I said this yesterday. Say everybody had to be the Don. We waited a day because of Don. Chassam Sofer says, every single Jewish person had to be by Kabbalah Sadar, and we would wait for them. We would wait for the Yachid. So it's impossible, says the Chassam Sofer, that there was not a child that had to have a bris mila on day of Kabbalah Sadar. It's impossible. You have 600,000 people, someone is going to have a child, and that child is going to need a bris mila. So we have to wait to do a bris. listen to this is what I'm saying, but you would have to wait to do the brisim. If for those that are learning the Amid Yomi, so it's Mayridik, because we just learned, I don't know what today's daf is. I happen to be up to this day's daf today, and the Amid Yomi Pevav. So for me, it was the Alta Nishmaya, but the Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about how many days they have to separate from their wives. So they needed 3 days. Says the Gemara, why did they need 3 days? Why did they just go to the mikvah in the morning of Kabbalah Satayra? They needed 3 days, so this way they can go to the mikvah a day before Harav Shemesh, or at night, the Gemara says, and this way next day they'll all be ready. So the Gemara says, why didn't they just all go to the mikvah in the morning? Tarot says, if they wouldn't have gone to the mikvah in the morning, some people have to go to the mikvah, some people would not be going to the mikvah. We let everybody go to the mikvah, and we can have Kabbalah Satayra early on in the day. So that's what the Gemara says. A little bit from a shiner of Yitzhak Shleya, Lalu Hochel and Kabbal Tyre, some are going to Kabbal Satyr, some are going in a mikvah, you can't have that. So Frank Tichsam say for that. On the day of Kabbal Satyr, there are some that need a bris milah. You got to do bris milah during the day. So what are we supposed to do now? How early can you perform a bris milah in the day? How early can you do it? Now, Kabbal Satyr, let me just tell you the element, happened at Alaysa Shachar, that we know from the Midrashim. Kabbalah Satara happened early, the earliest we were sleeping. At Alois, wake up. Kabbalah Satara was supposed to be at Alois HaShachar. When does day begin? We learned in the Gemara Megillah. Day begins by Nates. Very good. Begins by Nates. So what is it Shaykh then that they could have done Bris Milah by Alois? No, because the day starts in it. Unless you have Tara Shebaal Peh. If Tara Shebaal Peh, what does the mission Megillah teach us? That you could do Bris Milah by Alois. But if you don't set Kabbalah Satayra, if you don't have the Torah Shebaal Peh, when can you do Bris Milah? Only by Nates. Oh, if it's only by Nates, they had no excuse. Then where were they? If you already accept Torah Shebaal Peh, very good. Torah Shebaal Peh is we have to do the Bris Milah early in the morning.
It was before.
No, they knew they had. No, some Sefer says they had. No, because they knew Bris Milah and Pesach already. They were when we looked Mitzrayim.
I'm saying the scheme of the day didn't start. What's the day?
Very good. So they have to wait for Bris to Nates. Very good. Because Halacha says you got to wait till Nates. So Alois HaShachar, they could have accepted the Torah. Where were you?
What does that mean?
Right? They could have done accept it. If you accept Torah Shebaal Peh, now you have a good excuse. You couldn't come to Kabbalah Satayra right away, right now, because we have to do Bris Milah. You could already do Bris Milah by Alois. But they didn't know that because they didn't accept, they didn't want Tarsha Baal Peh. Says the Chassam Sofer, look what he says there. In Kain Avalei, like you just said, Ephraim, the Arelis is Kaidim Zmano, it's not Mach of the Pesach. You can't do the Bris Milah yet, it's not day. Oh, it's not Mach of the Karm Bezit, like the Gemara says, it wouldn't have been Mach of Mount Tyra, the Tyra of Alois HaShach, and Ingham. In Cain, ain't Tiritz Li Yisrael. They don't have a Tiritz. Where were you? So therefore comes the Harki Gigas, goes over the head, they deserve to die. Where were you? So it's because Enachanami. It's because of the didn't accept the Torah Shebaal Peh, they deserve Misa. If they would have accepted Torah Shebaal Peh, they have a good excuse. We're not ready for Kabbalah Satayra yet. So some of them overslept and said, listen, those people have to do Bris Milah anyway. We're sleeping late. Let them do their Bris. It's like, we'll wait tonight because we knew we were going to wait till night. But once they don't accept Torah Shebaal Peh, what are you sleeping late for? You have no excuse to sleep late. Again, some sleep and say, but I'm adding on to this. Those that slept late could have a good excuse. We slept late because we don't have a Bris Milah to go to today. We don't know this person. He'll do the Bris. We'll wait till night and they'll sleep till night. But now that they didn't accept Torah Shebaal Peh, there's no Bris Milahs that could be done by Alois. There's no Bris Milahs that could be done by Alois. So where were you by Alois? You deserve to die. Says that some Sefer Zev is at the really Kim Kaim. Comes along with some Sefer and he says, Mayredi, Kafan Alei and Harki Gigas. Let's go. Mar says in the Sefer, he brings that what we just said in the Sefer Shabbos. So, Lahachinami, I'm reading in the dark print in the Sam Sefer over here. The Shabbos Nit Natar, Frek the Sam Sefer. So what happened over there? Hashem takes the mountain and puts it over their head. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a right to take the mountain and uproot it and put it over their head? Isn't he Chayfer Guma? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Chayfer Guma. When you uproot a mountain, you're creating a hole in the ground. Fred, if some slaver, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to keep Shabbos. He's not keeping Shabbos. It must be that Chayfer Guma, the Shabbos, It's potter. So by Har Sinai, look what he says, Eva. It's a great question. Ask someone this question. I didn't never thought of this.
Question: how can Hashem do the barak at all?
It's very good. I can tell you is some sefer asks on this. Veich akar Hashem is barak tura b'shabzis. It's bina. That's what some sefer's question. Bina. Ela deloya yitzarich el abzis shel har lezark chasu shalom ayisrael and loy kabel tur. Hashem needs the mountain, not the dirt. It's a malachah shein tzurich l'gufa. Says of some sefer. Now we have a beautiful pshat. Zeo, now we understand. Where do you learn now? Malacha Shein Tzuchel Gup is part of Rav. Hararim Hatzluyim B'Sahara. It's from the fact that the mountain was hanging in the air. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted the mountain. That you see, Malacha Shein Tzuchel Gup is part of the Chsam Slayer.
You need the mountain
himself.
You need the mountain.
What?
You need the mountain.
I'm saying, you made all. You uprooted the mountain. I uprooted the mountain.
To get dirt from the hole, including the mountain.
That's Malachi Shein Tzrichel Gufa. Very good. That's Malachi Shein Tzrichel Gufa. All right, we had other things. Mit Hashem, we will continue with the opinion of Shavuos.